Shalom aleichem rabbeisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the second topic of Parshas Nitzavim, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that at the end of days we will do tshuva, and HaKodesh Baruch Hu will bring Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. By the Aliyah of Revi, or Sheni, when Nitzavim Ve'elach are connected, Perek Lamed, Posuk Aleph. ויוך יבוא יולכו כל הדבורים האלה, הברוכו והכלולו אשר נוסעתי לפונכו, והשיבו ישראל לבובכו, בכל הגויים אשר ידיחכו, אדינו אלוהיכו, שרמו.
And it will be when all of the above mentioned things will come to you, the brochos and the klolos that I have placed before you, respectively, depending on your actions. And you will start reflecting and thinking deep in your heart while you're among the goyim that Hashem has scattered you there. Why have I come here? What have I done that this happened to me? And you will realize this is all a result of our chatoim. And what will you do then?
Veshavto ad adoino yeloyhecho veshamato vekoiloi kechoi lasheronichim etzavecho hayoim.
You will do tshuva and you will return to Hashem and listen to what He says and do all the mitzvahs that I am commanding you today, you and your children, and you'll do it with all of your heart and with all of your soul.
Posuk Gimel v'shov Adoino Eloheicho es shevusecho v'richamecho v'shov v'kivetzcho mikol ha'amim Asher efitzecho Adoino Eloheicho shomo.
And Hashem will return all of your captives, and He will have mercy over you, and He will regather you from all the nations that Hashem has scattered you there.
Says Rashi v'shov Hashem Eloheicho shevusecho.
Frekt Rashi, hoyo lo lichtoi veheshiv eshvusecho. The Pasuk should have said grammatically, Hashem will return your captives. That's veheshiv. What's veshov?
Emvot Rashi Rabbi Seinu lomdu mikan kaviyochoil sheashchino shruyo im Yisroel betzoras golusom.
From here we learn that the Shechina is together with Klal Yisroel in the golus.
Ukshenigolim hichtiv gulo leatzmoi shu yoshev imoim.
And therefore, when they return from Golus, Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is returning with them. That's Veshov Hashem Elokecho. He is also returning with them.
That's one pshat of Rashi. A second pshat of Rashi, Voidesh Loimal. Why did it say Veshov?
Shegodol Yoim Kibbutz Goluyois Uvekoishi. Kibbutz Goluyois is Kaviyochel something difficult. Kaviyochel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki'ilu hu atzmo yitzorech liyois oiches biyodov mamish. Ish mimkoimoi, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to hold each person by his hand and personally bring him back.
Kunyan Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya says regarding Kibbutz Goluyos, Ve'atem teluktu le'achad echod mibnei Yisrael.
You will be gathered one by one. Not only by Klal Yisrael do we find such a thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to gather them one by one. Ve'af b'goluyoy sh'aru umoyis motzinu kein. As it says, v'shavti yeshvus mitzrayim, v'shavti yeshvus moyov, oshi v'shvus b'nei amoin. You see the godel yoyim kibbutz goluyoy uvekoishi, that hu atzmo yitzoch, he has to do it personally.
Posuk dalet im yihye nidachacho b'kzeh ha'shamoyim mishom yikabetzcho adoino yaloyhecho.
And even if you are scattered at the other edge of the sky, namely all over the world in the farthest places, all the way from there Hashem will gather you and He will take you back from there. And Hashem will bring you back to the land that your ancestors inherited, and you will inherit it. And Hashem will do good for you, and He will make you more plenty, more than your ancestors.
Umol Adoino Eloheicho es levavecho ves levav zarecho leahavo es Adoino Eloheicho bechol levavecho bechol nafshecho leman chayecho.
And Hashem will circumcise your heart and the hearts of your children. Obviously, it's figuratively. But the idea is just like by a bris milah, there's an ola covering over and stuffing over the Eiver HaBris, and you have to cut it off to reveal it. So too, there's something stuffing our hearts, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cut off whatever stopping our hearts to allow us, to be easier for us, to love Hashem with all of our hearts and all of your souls. Leman Chayecho. In order that you should live. Pozuk Zayin, Evenosan Adoinoy Eloihecho, Eis Kol Ho'olois Ho'eile, Al Oyevecho, Val Soine Echo Asher Redafucho. And Hashem will put all of these curses, namely what we learned in Parshas Kisovo in Chukoisai, on all of your enemies that chased you, that ran after you, to hurt you. Pozuk Ches, Ve'ato, Soshuv, Ve'shomato, Ve'koil Adoinoy, Ve'osiso, Es Kol Mitzvoiso, Asher, Onoichim Etzavecho, Hayoim. And you will return and listen to what Hashem tells you to do when you do all His mitzvahs that I am commanding you today. And Hashem will give you a surplus of good in everything that you do. You'll have a lot of children, the fruit of your womb, the fruit of your stomach. Your animals will have a lot of children. And the fruit of your land will all be good. When Hashem will once again be happy to give you all this goodness, just like He was happy to give the goodness to your ancestors. When all this will happen, when you listen to Hashem to keep His mitzvahs and chukim, everything that's written in this Sefer Torah, when you will return to Him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. Ad kan the second topic of Parshas Nitzovim, Tshuva and Kibbutz Goluyos. On to the third topic. Rav Moshe Rabbeinu reassures us that the entire Torah and Mitzvahs is within our reach. We can learn it and we can do it. Posuk Yud Alef, Ki HaMitzvah Azois Asher Onichim Etzavecho Hayoim Loi Nifleis Hi Mimecho V'Loi Rechoiko Hi. The mitzvahs that I am commanding you today are not covered from you, and they're not far from you. Says Rashi, Lo niflis himimcho, lo mechusa himimcho, kamo shenemar ki polei. Referring to the pasuk we saw in Parsha Shoiftim, by the Zoken Mamre, the Bezna Godel, ki polei mimcho dovo, arayis kasei, which is covered, vateret ploim. Which means that we went so deep down, we were covered up in a hidden place. The Torah and the mitzvahs are not in the heavens, and you'll ask, who will go up to the Shemaim and bring it down for us and teach it to us so we could do it? It's not there. And it's also not overseas that you will ask, who is going to go to the overseas and bring it to us and teach it to us so we could do it? Rather, ki koroi veilecho adavor me'oid, beficho uvilvo vecho la'asoi soi. Rather, the Torah and mitzvahs are very close to you. All you gotta do is learn it with your mouth and want it with your heart, and you'll be able to learn it and do it. Says Rashi, posuk Yud Beis loy v'ashamayim, she'ilu hoiso v'ashamayim, hoiso tzor lalo yisachero l'olomdo. If it were to be in the sky, you would have to go up and get it. But says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not. I made life easy for you. You could learn it, you could know it, and you can fulfill all of its mitzvahs. On to the fourth and last topic. The most important choice in life. Posuk tezvov, re'inu sati lefonecho ayoim es ha'chayim ve'es ha'toiv ve'es ha'moves ve'es horo. See, understand, and internalize what I am placing in front of you today. On the one hand, life that goes together and is a direct result of toiv, of keeping the mitzvahs. And moves, death, which goes together and is a direct result of ra, of not keeping the mitzvahs. Says Rashi, Zachayim ve'ez ha-toiv, ze toli bo ze. Im ta'ase toiv, arei lecho chayim, ve'im ta'ase ra, arei lecho ha-moves. Ve'akosu me'farash vo'hoi lech heyoch. The Pasuk itself will explain what is toiv and ra. Pasuk te'zayin asher onechi mitzavecho hayoim. The toiv is what I am commanding you today, to love Hashem and to go in His ways and to keep all of His mitzvahs, chukim and mishpotim. Then you will be v'choyisa, you will live v'rovisa, you will be plenty. Uberachecho Hashem will bless you in the land that you are going there to inherit. That is the toiv and that is the chaim. Says Rashi, Asher onechi mitzavecho hayom le'ahavo, hari ha-toiv, uboi toluy v'choyisa v'rovisa, on that toiv is dependent, v'choyisa v'rovisa, hari ha-chaim. Posuk yud zayin v'imifne levavcho v'lo yisi shmo. ונידחתו וישתח אביסו לאלוהים אחרים ועבדתום. But if your heart will turn away and you will not listen to Hashem and you will go astray and bow down to gods that others made them into gods and worship them, says Rashi, ומיפנה לבובכו, הרי הורע, this is the רע. פוסק י"ח, הגעתי לכם היום כי אבויד תויבי דון לא יסעריכון יומים על הועדמו. I am telling you today, if you make that choice, namely the ra, ki avoid toivei dun, you will be destroyed. You will not last many days on the land that you are crossing the Yaldein to come there to inherit that land. Says Rashi, ki avoid toivei dun, hari ha-moves. This is the movet that comes as a result of the ra. Posuk yutes haidoi sivochem ayoim es ha-shamayim ves ha-oretz ha-chayim ve-ha-moves nosati lefonecho ha-birocho ve-ha-kelolo vo-ha-oto ba-chayim leman tichye ato ve-zar-echo. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I am warning you today, and I am taking the heavens and the earth as witnesses that I warned you. Ha-chayim ve-ha-moves nosati lefonecho, I'm placing in front of you life and death. The brochos and the klolois, and I am instructing you, choose life in order that you and your children and descendants will live. Says Rashi, Shem kayomim lo ilom. Why were the heavens and earth chosen to be edim? Because they are around forever. When the calamity, when the bad things happen to do, Yehiyu edim shani sreisi bochem bol zochol zois. They will be around, these witnesses, that I warned you in advance. According to the second shot of Rashi, Shamayim v'oretz are not acting as witnesses. Rather, Omar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael, Histaklu b'shamayim sheborosi l'shamesh eschem. Look at the sky that I've created to serve you. Shemo shinu es midosom. Did they ever change what they do? Shemo lo olo galgal chamo min ha-mizrach ve'er l'chol ha-olam. Has there ever been a day that the sun didn't rise in the east to illuminate the world? K'inyan shenema v'zorach ha-shemesh uvo ha-shemesh. That's a constant. The sun rises, the sun sets. Histaklu bo'oret sheborosi l'shamesh eschem. Look at the earth that I've created to serve you. Shemo shinsa midoso. Does the earth ever change its normal pattern? Have you ever planted and nothing grew? Or did you ever plant wheat and barley grew? The heavens and the earth were created. They don't get rewarded, nor do they get punished. And nevertheless, even though there are no consequences, lo yishinu es midosom. Atem, Klal Yisrael, Shim Zochisem, Tekablu Schal, Vim Chatosem, Tekablu Puronus. Alachas kamo v'kamo, that you should not change what you're supposed to do.
Uvochal to b'chaim, ani moir elochem, I am instructing you, says Moshe Rabbeinu, she'tivcharu b'chilek achaim,
choose that choice, choose that portion, life.
Kodom oimer lebenoi, b'char locho chilek yofe v'nachalosei.
Like a father tells his son, take yourself the best part of my nachala, of my inheritance. And not only that, uma midoy al chilek hayofe. The father takes his son and say, here, this is the best one.
Voimer lo ze b'ror lecho.
Val ze nema Hashem menos chelki v'choisi ato toimir g'roli.
What does it mean? Ato toimir g'roli.
Hinachto yodi al g'rola toiv loimar es ze kach lecho.
Hashem kaviyochol took his hand and he
took my hand and he puts it on this portion and says, take this. This is a good portion.
Uvachal to b'chaim.
Posuk chov le'ahavo es adoinoy aloyhecho l'shmoya b'koyloy uldov kovoy ki hu chayecho v'oyrech yomecho l'sheves al ho'adomo asher nishba adoinoy la'avoisecho le'avrohom l'itzchok u'li'akoyv l'oseis lohem.
And what does it mean to choose life? It means to choose toiv, which is
to love Hashem and to listen to Him and to attach yourself to Him, because He is the only one that will give you life and lengthy days to dwell and live in the land that Hashem has promised your ancestors, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to give the land to them.
Ad kan, the fourth topic of Parashas Nitzavim, recognizing the choices in life and making the right one.
So to sum up, Parashas Nitzavim had four topics. Topic number one, the Hashlomo, the completion of the Divrei Abris that began in Parashas Kisovoi. Topic number two, Tshuva and Kibbutz Goliyos back to Eretz Yisrael. Topic number three, the Torah and Mitzvot are doable. And topic number four, Uvochalto b'chaim. Good Shabbos.